Good morning, everyone. This is Scott Howell, and today I'm going to do my podcast on MySpace. I figure everybody else is doing it, and this is my my third attempt to do it. The first attempt didn't quite turn out the way I wanted, and the second attempt was interrupted by an ill dog, and so this is my third attempt. So hopefully I can get through this one this time, because the house is nice and quiet. Nobody home, so except for myself and the two dogs. So if listening to some of Larry's comments, but I guess folks not liking these podcasts, well, if you don't like it, then go and delete it. I've actually really enjoyed them quite a bit. I've learned a lot of, about like Larry even said, about customs and other living arrangements and so forth in other countries, and it's just really neat. I don't think I'll probably have the opportunity to meet a lot of you folks. You never know. But it's just nice to have the opportunity to be invited into your home and know what it's all, how it's laid out and what it's like. So, I'm inviting you into my home here in Mannering, Maryland. And tell you a little bit about it. Now, I'm using my Arcos, which is not in the best of health. And so, well, I apologize for the hard drive noise, for one, because I'm using the internal mics. And also because the battery pack's not very good. It's kind of a ridiculous setup. I've got about, 50, 60 feet of electrical cable I'm dragging around behind me. I'm holding the Arcos in my hand, and I have the power supply in my back pocket. And so, hey, that's the best I got for the time being. And so this may not be a very good stereo recording, but I figure it's easier. It's already in MP3, and I don't have to convert it or whatever. So, Mannering, Maryland is a town of around, 4,000 to 5,000 people, and it's a small town, and well, it's still a smallish town. It's a pretty nice area. We live in not quite in the middle of town, but close enough. And it's a nice neighborhood. It's fairly quiet, and it's got a lot of sidewalks around it and things like that. So plenty of walking area. Now I'll kind of describe the house a little bit to you, and I'll comment on some of the things that we've done to it since we bought it. This will be almost 3 years that we've been here. I haven't finished all the projects I wanted to do, but you do what you can. This house was built around 1984. It's a Ryan built home. It's a modular home, as they call them now, or a prefab home, as I like to call them. It's where they're assembled in a factory, and usually in sections, trucked out to the location and set on the foundation, as opposed to being a stick-built home, which is constructed on site. I don't know that it's good or bad or indifferent. I suppose being built in a factory, it's a bit more of a climate-controlled area and less exposure to the weather during the construction process. But it's a nice enough home. I think it's roughly 1,540 square feet. I don't believe that includes the basement or anything like that, since those were probably not considered living areas at the time when the home was constructed. Most places the basements are unfinished. It's a split-level home, and you'll sort of get an idea of why they call it a split-level, as I'll explain as I go through. The home was initially sided with a blue aluminum siding, and we've subsequently replaced that siding with a champagne-colored vinyl siding. I don't really know how to describe the champagne color, but it's not as ugly as it might sound. It's got forest green shutters and white downspouts and white trim. I think the trim's white. I can't remember. Maybe it's white soffits and so forth. I think that's what it is. But, you know, I can't remember offhand. Anyways, well, I'm standing in my living room, and you come in the front door, and I can't really go outside very far, or I do that. Limitations on length of cord and so on. I am facing approximately southwest. The house does not sit square on the lot. It's a 7,840 square foot lot. The majority is the front yard, which is a bummer. And I don't think they placed the house very well, but you know, hey. The things I don't like about my yard is a lot of hills in it, so it makes it a real hassle if you want to do some things with it, or for drainage purposes, it's kind of annoying. But in any event, the house is actually sits on a corner. It's a corner lot, and we don't sit parallel to either of the streets that make up our corner. We're sort of set at an angle so that if our house were the base of the triangle, the point would be the corner where the two streets meet. It's probably the best way I could describe it, which was a little confusing to me in the beginning because I couldn't quite figure out how that all worked, but I think I've got a handle on it now, as they say. So, with that said, I'm in the living room, which in you come in the front door. There is no real, there's a couple of steps, but they're long steps, and if you were to go out the front door, you'd make a right and walk down towards our driveway, and then there's about a four or five long steps. You know, you step off the stoop, I guess is what you'd call it, and you'd make a right and then continue down to where the driveway is. But when you come in the front door, you're facing west. Now, I'll just use normal compass directions instead of saying southwest or whatever, because that would just be too confusing. And hopefully I can keep it all straight. So, I am facing west with the front door behind me. The front door is it looks like wood, feels like wood, but it's made out of fiberglass. And it's a great door. We also had that installed when we did the siding and so on. And immediately to my right is a bifold closet door where we keep all of our coats. And, well, actually, I don't keep my coats down here because there's just not enough room. But in here we have a vacuum cleaner and my wife and son's jackets. We have our dog, one of our dogs, Marley is actually her name. Yep, Larry, it sure enough is. Marley is this dog's name. She's an adopted female. Some of y'all might have heard me refer to Thunder as our previous adopted dog, but he and my German Shepherd, who's a seeing eye dog, did not get along at all. And to stop the violence and all the other ugly things, we decided to return him. And they offered us an opportunity to adopt another dog, and I chose, which I should have done initially anyway, is a female. Yeah, you can have males that live together and actually do get along. I mean, I've had proof of that with all my other dogs, but in this case, it just wasn't happening. So we got Marley, who's a little, she's about maybe 13 months old. She's a lab shepherd mix, is the best they can tell, and she's a very nice dog. She was an abused dog, and she's very nervous and afraid of a lot of stuff, but she's really, really doing well, and she and Payne, my guide, get along well, maybe too well. They wrestle an awful lot, and he's kind of a rough dog, so he sometimes hurts her, so that's tough love. He really does like her a lot, though. Anyway, so we got some leashes in here, and I got a spare harness up here I never use. I'm not even sure if it would fit him. Lots of other junk up here. On the shelf, and jackets, and vacuum cleaners in here, and all kinds of other miscellaneous stuff. So we store our American flag, which I usually like to put outside, but with the weather the way it's been, I haven't put it out. So anyway, on the left there's a chair here. It's a microfabric. It's real smooth. Microfiber, that's it, microfiber chair. It's just a chair. I'm not sure what the heck you would call this type of chair. It's just a comfortable chair, real lightweight chair, easily moving around, as the dogs can attest to, since they have been wrestling in here at times and have moved the chair around. And other things, like shoving Payne's green training mat underneath the coffee table, which, how they did that, I honestly don't know. But anyway, so if I were to turn left and face, let me think. No, actually, I'm facing east. I take my back. When my back is to the front door, I'm facing east. Our front side of the house faces west. The rear of the house faces east. So at least if I screw up the directions, you probably know what I'm talking about. So if I turn to the north, so the front door is on my right, and walk along past the chair, we have a need to pull some cord. There we go. I got a little bit of cord here. I have a round table. It's a wood table, has a drawer in it, and a lamp on top of it, and in the drawer is some batteries and junk. And the table sits right in front of two windows that are the double hung type. They're Anderson windows that were originally in the house, and when in the process of doing the siding and so forth, I decided to upgrade the windows from the old 20-year-old Andersons to the newer Andersons. And the nice part about the conversion process was I didn't have to tear out the frames and all that stuff. And it was so therefore it saved me a lot of money. I was able to get the conversion kits where you tear out the you take out the sashes and tear out the jam liners. You put in new sashes and new jam liners, and there you go. I mean, it was real simple. So and they're sort of tilt-in cleaning windows, although they're a real drag to tilt in. But you know what the heck, you know. And they're more efficient. They have the low E and argon gas and all that rigmarole. So that has helped save on some of the energy costs. They don't leak like the old windows did. The old windows were, very inefficient in terms of keeping the heat. And, you know, the heat wasn't much of a problem. It was just keeping the cold out. So they do a pretty good job. And if I continue straight ahead between the coffee table here, which is on my right now, there's an end table with some photographs and a lamp on it. And directly to the right of that is a sofa. And above the sofa is a clock that may or may not chime at some point, although we're thinking about replacing it. Mary's information about clockstyles.com yielded some really neat stuff. She always wanted a cuckoo clock, so thinking about maybe getting one at some point. I can't remember what type of clock this is. I think they call it a school clock or something. It's got the face at the top, and then the pendulum's enclosed down at the bottom. It's sort of a flat across the top, and it comes down to a point. So that's the best way I can describe it. And I think they call it a school clock or something. So I'm going to step back a little and go around the other side of the coffee table, because if I drag this cord around it, I'm sure it'll get hung up and all sorts of stuff. This is one of these two-tiered coffee tables. Oh, I meant to tell you, the tables over here, the end tables we have on either side of the sofa, we've had those since we got married almost 14 years ago. My God, it's really been that long. Wow. They're solid oak. They're nice, real nice tables. The coffee table my folks gave us quite a few years ago, it's one of these double-tiered type. I mean, it has like a bottom area and then a top area, you know, and it has a drawer. It's pretty nice. It's a little bit big. I eventually like to replace it, but I just haven't got around to it. And it's got a flower arrangement sitting here that was put together. It's artificial. It's pretty cool. And if I turn back to the east and walk along the coffee table here, I am at the other end of the sofa where the end table with some photos and miscellaneous knick-knack stuff on it is over to the left. And directly in front of me is a doorway that goes into the kitchen, but I won't go that way because if I do, again, the cord will get tangled up in something. So if I turn to the right again and head south, on my right is the wall. up here is a wood cross that my folks gave us one Christmas. It was actually made from the pews, or the benches, however you want to refer to them, from St. Peter's Catholic Church, which burned down due to some renovation work that was being done in the steeple. The workers went off to lunch and left something smoldering, and then the being that the church was over 100 years old, well, it quickly caught fire and burned up. So, despite the best efforts of the fire department to do something about it, because of the location and so on, they were having to try to drag water out of a creek that was out back, and it was just too late. So they were able to salvage some stuff out of the church, but nevertheless, it completely burned it down. Down to the slab. Well, I mean, the stone walls were about the only thing to survive, but everything wood inside burned up. So the cross is the result of the wood that was salvaged, and they made crosses out of them, and they were selling those, helped raise money to rebuild a new facility. And if I continue along this wall, we have a curio cabinet, which is one of these three-sided affairs. Well, it has four sides, but three sides are glass, where the door opens in the front. There's like a mirror in the back, which I guess is for visual effects. And in here we have a couple of cat statues that my wife collected when she was younger. And the lower two shelves are full of dog statues that I've gotten over the years. So we're big dog people here. And it has a bottom door that you don't see into, but that's so you can put stuff in there. We put phone books and the like. On top of it, we have a solid oak box that contains the remains of my first dog guide, Jack, who is a male Labrador that I got at Guiding Eyes up in New York. And next to that's a little statue that has a little plaque, and it's a lab standing on the base, and a little plaque that says, in memory of, I don't remember what these plaques say exactly, but in any event. So if I continue walking along here, along the left, and I hope I said left before, not right. I apologize if I did say that, but the curio cabinet is on my left. There's a mat on the floor that Payne lies on a lot of the time. It's from the one I got when I was at the Seeing Eye. And we leave it there. He doesn't like it if we move it. He gets very upset. And it's right below the thermostat. And the thermostat is Friday 9:41 a.m. Indoor temperature is 67 degrees. The thermostat setting is on. Yep, that's the thermostat I reviewed in a previous podcast. I think Chris also reviewed this, but it's up here on the wall. So if I continue a few more steps, on my left now is the kitchen doorway, which we'll turn left and go into. Here we have a refrigerator, double side-by-side, freezer on the left, fridge on the right. It's got ice and water through the door, and lots of stuff magnetically attached to the front of it. I don't even know what all this stuff is. My wife is the magnet freak around here, so it's all her. If I continue a little bit further east, walking along, on my right is a counter with a conventional oven, which is about the size of a small microwave. We use this quite a bit. It's a nice handy thing to have. And you'll even do a little rotisserie in there. We've never used that part of it, but I do have all the components to set up something in there. I have to try that one day. And then next to that, the refrigerator, by the way, is a Maytag. And the stove here is one of the smooth top electric Maytag units. And you know, it's the cooktop and then the oven underneath. And of course, along here where I told you the conventional oven is, that's where you have a drawer of silverware and then a door that has pots and pans, and another cupboard above the conventional oven that has coffee cups beyond reason and other types of glasses and so forth. We have a massive coffee collection in here. It's kind of ridiculous. So I almost neglected to mention that. Above the oven stove is a what they call, I guess, a micro hood. It's the range hood and microwave combination unit. It's a Kenmore unit, which I like a lot because it has very tactile buttons on the front. It's got a fan running full bore. I think somebody else had a one of their podcasts. I can't remember if it was Dick Wanzer. Maybe it was him. Had a similar unit. I can't remember. But in any event, the cool thing about this microwave, I guess not really cool, it's sort of unusual. Instead of having a round turntable inside of it, it has a rectangular tray that slides back and forth as opposed to going around and around. So the only difficult part about that is making sure when you put it back in, you get it set properly, or it'll go back and forth and bang against the corner of the back of the microwave. So it's not the easiest thing sometimes to put in. But above that are two more cupboards where we have, I don't even know what's up here. Oh, there's some other little bowls and salad spinner thing you rinse out your salad with, and some other miscellaneous stuff that we obviously don't use much. My wife's only 5 feet tall, so she can't really reach all these things. So generally all the cupboards that she needs to get access to are a little lower. So just past the stove here, have another countertop and a cupboard above that containing all manner of dishes and small appliances and some other things. And we have a drawer with dish towels and stuff. And a little small cupboard below that that has other cooking, like cupcake pan thing in there, muffin pan, whatever you want to call them, and some gloves and all kinds of rigmarole. Let's see, what else is on this counter? We have a spice rack. I should mention, right above the countertop here, we have a radio. It's a Sony radio that it's under the counter type. It's pretty cool. It's got a CD player in it and AM, FM. Of course, AM doesn't come in real good right at the minute. Beautiful day, 74 for the high temperature. Yeah, so you say. Showers in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy and 74. Uh-huh. Plenty of sunshine both Monday and Tuesday. Highs in the upper 60s Monday, mid-70s by Tuesday. Dulles is at 57, BWI Marshall 57. Right now in Washington, it's mostly cloudy and 58. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm Melissa Roberts. That's the weather. All right, Melissa, thanks for giving us a weather update. Maybe she'll be right. Been having on and off rain around here. That's okay. It does seem kind of gloomy out today. Sun coming out a little bit and then goes back. Or clouds covered up or whatever. So anyways, now I'm at the corner here. There's a where the two counters meet. And in the corner here we have a Lazy Susan, I guess they call it. You know, you open it's one of these doors that it looks like two separate cabinet doors, but I mean they're really one, and you open it up and spin it around. It's got all kinds of food items in here, all sorts of stuff. Bala Cholula. Love Cholula. It's good stuff. Like a Mexican, put on Mexican food or whatever you want, I guess. Now I'm at the counter. There's a counter directly in front of me, which is sort of the continuation of the counter where the spice rack and the radio and stuff is. You have a block up here with all types of knives in it. These are some of the best, sharpest knives I've ever owned. By the way, if you want to keep your razor sharp knives razor sharp, it's always good to wash them by hand as opposed to putting them in the dishwasher. I found that to be actually true, believe it or not. Seems for some reason, I guess, banging in the other cutlery and so on, they dull down, but So anyway, an interesting thing about, there's a cupboard above the where the knife block is and the spice rack. It actually sits at sort of at a 45-degree angle to the cabinets to either side of it, near the cabinet doors, cupboard doors, whatever you want to call them. We have all of our plates and so on in there. So it was a nice kind of design as it maximized the space here. There's a smaller cupboard or cabinet door. It has all this, all these other spices and things that we don't have in our rack. There's all kinds of things up there. And also on this counter is our Telia food saver, which if y'all aren't familiar with it, it vacuums, packs, and seals food in bags or canisters. And I'm sure y'all have seen the infomercials on TV. And this is probably the third one we've owned. And really like it. We use it all the time, every day. And they really do work. I mean, you can leave food in the freezer for up to a couple of years. And we keep our coffee fresh that way. I mean, they're definitely worth their the money you spend on them. And so next to that is our double sink with our coffee pot sitting here drying out. Got a garbage disposal. I won't put anything down in there. Got a nice Moen faucet I installed here. Moen's a great brand of faucet. They're easy to repair. This is one of these wand type. You pull that out and you can move the faucet head around. Great thing to have. Single lever operation. Real nice unit. They're not cheap, but I tell you, they will last you a good while. Buddy of mine's a plumber and he highly recommends them. We have a little soap dispenser that's attached to the sink. It's actually kind of reminds you of one of the ones you see in public restrooms, but certainly nicer looking than that. But it came with a previous faucet I had, and since these still matched, I just drilled a hole, which was a real difficult job to do, but put it in, and I tell you, it's a nice handy thing to have. We put hand soap in it. Now, above the sink is a window that looks out into the rear yard. And as we continue along this wall, I'm actually facing east, but sidestepping. So I'm still going along the counters in front of me. We have another section of counter with a paper towel holder on it, which is currently out of paper towels. I guess we'll get some when I go down in the laundry room. There's a cupboard above that that has all kinds of dishes in there. I can't even think of what the heck they call those things. Corral type casserole dishes, stuff like that. And below the counter is our dishwasher, which is a Whirlpool. It's a new model I put in here. Or actually, I had it installed because I got a whale of a deal. If I had the company or, you know, Best Buy install this, I actually didn't get taxed since it was a home improvement. And that was really cool. So the small fee it cost for them to put it in actually more than made up for what I didn't have to spend on the taxes. So that was really cool. So I let them install. I have installed dishwashers and they're not that difficult to do. So now I'll turn to the left and I'll head south. And next to the counter there is a pantry door, which is another bifold six panel type door, which is what's all throughout the house. And here we have all the things you expect to find in a pantry. Containers with food in them, grill utensils for the grill outside, and all sorts of, keep the dogs' food in here, at least some of their food. I don't keep the whole lot in here, there's not enough room. That's like a closet with shelves in it. It's pretty nice. Next to that is, continuing along south is, or north. Jeez, I am getting my directions all screwed up. Let's see, that's east, so that's got to be north. Okay, so I'm actually heading north, so I apologize. Trash can here. I need some more electrical cord. I'm on the cord. There we go. Now standing to the right of me is a sliding door that goes out onto the deck, which is also new. And much better than the old one. A lot better insulated. So vinyl clad type door. And by the way, our Anderson windows are actually wood on the inside and vinyl on the outside. So they really are, I like them quite a bit. And we got some vertical blinds here. And directly to my left is a wood table which is a rectangular table. You can actually, it stores the leaf inside the table, the extra extended piece of the table. You actually pull this two sections apart and you fold this centerpiece out, and it sort of folds up and into place, and you slide the sections of the table together, and you add extra foot or so to the table. Doesn't sound like much, but it does help when you need it. And above the table is a ceiling fan, which I should mention too. In the living room, we also have a ceiling fan. I actually put the ceiling fans in here. The one in the living room was a new installation. The one in the kitchen was a replacement because she didn't like the other one that was in here. It was ugly, she said. So, but all the ceiling fans in the house otherwise are ones that I installed myself. Well, actually, the three up in the bedrooms, I had a buddy of mine help me because it was a real complicated wiring deal, and because we wanted to have a switch for the fan and a switch for the light. So the one in the living room was a lot easier because I just had to cut into the electrical line in the attic and didn't have light kit, so it was a real simple installation. It was interesting. So now I'm in the corner of the kitchen, and the north wall and the east wall meet, and here we have Marley's water and food dish in a little rack. That way, when the dogs are eating their food, the bowls are not wandering all over the place. And so I'm going to go around the other side of the table and walk down the other side of the wall. I'm not sure how big these rooms are, to be honest with you. I want to see they're, 15 feet long, maybe by 12 feet wide. You know, I honestly don't recall the exact measurements of all the rooms. Some of them I do, some of them I don't. Now on this wall, I'm back by where the refrigerator is, where the kitchen doorway is, and up here on the wall we have our cordless answering machine combination. Right here we have one of these mobile butcher blocks where we store a lot of small appliances underneath. It's got two doors in the front, stainless steel top, where we have a fruit basket and the coffee maker. And there's a picture above the mobile cart, butcher block, whatever the heck you want to call it. It's got a drawer with a lot of measuring cups and other goodies in it. So continuing along here, the table's on the left, and there's the doorway. The table's on the right, the doorway's to the left. I'm directionally challenged today. And over here in the other corner is Payne's water bowl and food stand. There's some other pictures on the wall in here, and you know, I honestly don't remember what they are. So we're going to head out of the kitchen back into the living room. Now, in a split-level house, you only have you generally, at least in our case, there's different configurations. But what makes it a split level is, like, this level here would have, normally we don't have a dining room, which we wouldn't really use anyway, but the living room and the kitchen is on this level. So when you come in the front door, if you were to be, if you were looking towards the kitchen, on your right, there are two stairways, one that goes down to the lower level, and another that goes up to where the bedrooms are. So, and we're going to go up there. So I'm coming out of the kitchen and making a left, actually, to go up the stairs. The kitchen floor, by the way, is tiles that are, I think, 12 by 12 slabs, ceramic tile, white, really, really nice. That was actually something that my wife liked very much. So, grab some electrical cord and wander up the stairs. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps that go up. And this is all Berber carpet that was here when we moved in. We installed railings because there weren't any when we moved in here, so they're stained oak rails that just sit along the wall there. So I'm in the hallway, and immediately to my left is the bathroom, which we'll step into. When you come in the bathroom, there's our clock. Don't like the chime too much on that clock. Sounds sort of artificial. Anyway, when you come into the bathroom here, on the left is another bifold door. It's like a closet where we have all of our linens and so forth, and keep all the extra supplies for cleaning and paper for the commode usage and all that, you know, all that good stuff. So that's a, it's a nice spacious closet. And a six-panel door on the right, a hollow core type door. All the doors up here I replaced. The original doors were kind of messed up. I'll tell you a little bit about that down the road and how that happened. But I knew when I bought this house, I was going to have to do some work on it. I mean, it wasn't in horrendously awful condition, but needless to say, well, when I tell you the story, you'll understand. But so these are all new doors. I used all Schlage door knobs and so forth through the house. All the locks and everything on the exterior doors are all Schlage. I happen to like Schlage quite a bit. very good customer service, but and they're not the cheapest stuff around, but they're good quality. I mean, you can buy doorknobs and stone for $4 and they'll last you a long time, but if you want to put something of quality in, and you put in something like Schlage or something along those lines, you might pay $10 or $15 for the door handle, but they're really well constructed. I never have any problem with the operation of these things. They're always, I mean, they're well put together, so they're worth their weight in gold. So I'm walking past the closet, and I'm in sort of the open area of the bathroom. Directly in front of me is the sink. It's got a single lever delta faucet on it, and yeah, it's got our electric toothbrush, which actually uses sound waves. It's kind of cool. It's got a it's a mirrored medicine cabinet with three doors, so I don't know what you call it exactly, but hey, it's cool. That I put that in because the old one, we did some painting in here, and I put tape on it to kind of protect it from the paint. When I took the paint off, I pulled the veneer off of it, so I was like, well, you know, it's time to replace that. So, anyway, and above it, we put a new light fixture in. It's a nice one. It's mirrored on the front. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 bulbs, large, big honking bulbs, big old bulbs. They're bare bulbs. It's like a new style, I guess, or something. But anyway, now we got a neat soap dispenser on here. I want to tell you guys about. We got these at Walmart. They're multicolored. They'll pretty much match anything, but they're made out of actually like little tiles that are attached to this thing. It's very heavy. You can feel the tiles are a little. Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3. I guess they're four-sided little shapes that are all different angles and so on. It's neat feeling. It's really heavy. I mean, it's made out of some kind of ceramic. It's really cool. She saw those and she really liked them. They look really nice too. They're neat. Now if I turn to the left, I'm now at the sink on my right. We have the commode, which is one we put in here, one of the new efficient 1.8 gallon deals. Here you go, everybody's been doing it. Well, I'll do it too. There we go. Alright. Now we wasted a gallon of water. This house has a tile floor in it, just like the kitchen. I must have got a deal on tile because I got tile in different places in the house that are just like the tile that's in the kitchen. On my left is a tile rack. It's like a double tile rack. Got a bar across the back, and it's sort of offset and a little bit lower is another towel bar. And this is good because there's three of us that live here and not enough places to put towels, so that worked out nice. I should mention next to the sink is also a similar towel. It's a towel like for a hand towel. It's kind of cool. So I'm directly facing the shower tub combination. It's a fiberglass enclosure. And it does the job. And it's just a tub. So I'm going to step out of the bathroom here and not trip over the electrical cord. So I'm back out in the hallway now with the bathroom on my left. And there's a guest room on the right. If I step in here, we have Marley's crate, which we usually put her in when we leave, since she's not ready to be out and loose in the house. So that's sitting right inside to the right of the, when you come in the door. Door's on the left. Same six panel type door. We have a dresser along the left wall. Some junk on the floor that we need to get rid of. Over in the corner, there's a window directly ahead of me. A single bed that runs along the, right below the, well, right in front of the window, I guess, not really below it. There's a little table, handmade wood table next to the bed. It has a lamp and a clock, which actually has a manual, like a bell on it. If I can get over there. See if the cord will let me go over there. I don't think I can get this thing to ring ding ding. So I'm actually, the window's on my left now. And this is one of these touch lamps. I don't know, these things drive you nuts. There, I think it's off. Oop, come here, clock. I don't know if I can get this thing to chime or not. Anyways, y'all probably don't need to hear that. Probably not really that interested in it. I don't think I'll mess with it because I don't know which one of these things controls the time and or the alarm. And but it runs on battery, but it's a really nice little brass clock. It's kind of cool looking. Put it back on the table here. And make sure this lamp is off. It's one of these touch lamps. It's got different levels of light, light settings. But it has a little drawer in the front, which is empty. And it has a little lower shelf on here. It's a nice little wood table. It's made by the Amish. My wife got it in Pennsylvania. And then there's a closet over here in the corner of the room. So, same bifold six-panel door arrangement. So I'm going to leave this room. There's not much really in here. So I'm back out in the hallway, and the guest room's on my right. If I walk to the end of the hallway and make a right, I'm in my son's room. My son Adam is 8 years old. He's in school where he should be today. And now I'm all out of court or something here. What's going on? I guess it's still down in the basement. There we go. Pulled another foot or so up. And let's see. And here he's got a shelf as you come in past the door on the right side on the wall, and it has different models on it of various things. My sister got him a couple of these Hot Wheel cars that come in display cases. They're really nice. He's got a little a boat, or it's a ship. It's a sailing ship, and it has like, you know, it's very realistic looking. It's made out of wood, and it has the threads for the sail string or whatever the heck you want to call it. It's actually really nice looking. It's a really neat, realistic looking little ship. He's got a motorcycle up here that's like a collectible thing too. I don't remember who gave him that. And a seashell. It's pretty cool. And I'm now walking actually west, and over here in the corner is his dresser. This clock radio thing on it, and a box. Has all of his different keepsake style, you know what all is in there. And his bank that perpetually seems to have money that probably comes out of my collection somewhere. Actually, he's a pretty lucky kid. He finds pennies and quarters and junk on the ground constantly. It's amazing. And directly in front of me is a window. And to the left is his bed. And there's a closet actually here. If you come in the door and you turn left and walk along the wall, there's a closet here. It's two bifold doors. I couldn't find the door to fit this opening because the opening's an odd size, so I had to get two separate bifold doors, and I played hell getting them in here, you know, set up and working properly, but with some careful tweaking and modifying and so on, we got it where they're pretty good, and they look all right. They're not 100% perfect. Look like they're a little they get a little narrow at the bottom and slightly wider at the top. Now, I never could quite get rid of that, no matter what I did, but probably could tweak them a little bit more, but the more I mess with them, the worse they seem to get. And as long as they operate, I guess I can't be too picky. Actually, I see this one's dragging a little bit. But like any kid, he's a little rough on the opening and closing these doors. And there's the phone. So I'll pause this. That was the wrong number. All right, no problem. Anyways, so there you go. I'm going to leave this room because, I mean, you know, we ramble on about these doors. So I'm back out in the hallway. And if the guest room were back to my right, then right past the bathroom is actually the master bedroom, where my wife and I do our sleeping, whatever. Actually, she likes to come up here in the evenings and watch television. So when you come inside the door, and don't mind the electrical cord banging around, door's on the left, her dresser's on the right, which is full of all sorts of things. She's got a little clock radio, CD player combo thing sitting up there, and all sorts of jewelry and other things that women would have on their dresser, I suppose. Here's a, got a stuffed fish, squeaky fish on the floor that my dog likes to play with, which I've just threw in the corner. So if I were to turn right, so that the dresser's on my right now, directly ahead of me over in the corner is her television that sits on a stand, and she has a little DVD player and whatever on it. And Marley's bed is on the floor. And our bed actually takes up the center of the room, which I love our bed. It's a select comfort bed. I couldn't think of what the heck it was called. It's one of those beds that has air chambers inside of it, and it has separate hers controls, so you can make it as firm or as soft as you want. And it's actually, I really like this bed a lot. The old bed we had, you know, I was getting with back pains and shoulder pains, and when we finally moved, decided this is what we needed to get. So it sits on a plastic, I guess, is probably the best description for it, but I guess it's some sort of resin material frame that you can't tell. I mean, it looks like a box spring underneath of it, but the feet are like a, you know, sold separate from the rest of the setup, because you can either just get the mattress or the mattress and the platform, or you can get the mattress, the platform, and the feet, and the various and sundry of attachments for headboards and footboards and all them other things. So anyways, all those other stuff. So, you know, we opted to get the headboard separately, and we bought the brackets and the feet to go with this because we didn't have a frame really to put it on. But it's real nice. I really like that a lot. It's really easy to take it apart and cart it away if you needed to. You just flatten out the bags of air, because there's like two separate bags inside there, and it's a zipped up in a, it looks like a mattress. It's a form that has you know, padding and so forth, so it's like a real mattress, and it's very, very comfortable. And above that bed is the ceiling fan. Like I said, all three of the rooms up here now have ceiling fans in them. So if I were to turn back to the left and continue on the left wall, there's a door that goes into the bathroom. We don't have a separate bathroom here, which is fine. There's only three of us, so we can share. Here's my dresser with my change container and a little wicker basket. It has all sorts of garbage in it that I never seem to ever get around to throwing away. Then I have my box that has all kinds of, what is in here, tie clips and a watch and keys. And actually, I have a little unisex Braille watch if anybody would be interested. Needs a battery, but if anybody's interested in a watch, let me know. And I keep all my other wallet. Oops, sorry. Wallet and other stuff in there. I have a little battery-operated NOAA weather radio here that probably isn't going to get very good reception. Oh, well. It's a crystal radio. My neighbor gave that to me. They were selling it in the yard sale. I guess nobody wanted it. So he said, here, have it. And I said, okay. If I continue straight ahead, I'll be at the windows. And I'm trying to get a little more cord. Come on. There we go. To my left is our little small walk-in closet. It's got plenty of room in it, though. That's where I also keep my dog's harness and leash and collar and other stuff in there. And same six-panel door here. And that's where I keep all the shoes and other things. directly ahead of me are two windows. Like in the living room, these are there are two windows that are side by side. So if I turn now to the right, and I'm on the opposite side of the bed, and the windows are on my left, directly ahead of me, and on the floor, is my buddy, Mr. Payne. Hey, here, want to say hi to people on Blind Cool Tech? He said no. What are you going to say? Nothing. He's just laying here like, what are you doing, you silly human? Hey, buddy, how you doing? There's a good boy. He's a big old German shepherd dog. He's my buddy. Yeah, he wants me to scratch his chest. He's a good boy. You a good boy? Huh? You a good boy? Yeah. Of course he's a good boy. What you doing? Besides trying to shake and go crazy. What's up, big guy? What's up, big guy? Getting all wild now. And here's Marley. Hey, Marley. Hey, what's up there? Hey, Marley Mouse. She's sitting on our bed. Hey, Marley, you want to say hi to Blind Cool Tech? No? Now they're going to go out and wrestle. And behind Payne's bed is my nightstand that has, there's Marley shaking her tags. And Payne laid back down on his bed, so can't get too close to anything. I have my Yacht Boy 400 shortwave AM/FM radio up here. I listen to it at night. My clock. That's right. My cell phone. It's a two drawer cabinet. Hey, Marley, come here, girl. Yeah, you can sit right there so you don't get tangled in the cord. She's not well trained yet in obedience, but she's a good dog anyway. She's a good puppy dog, aren't you? Ooh, I just stepped on a duck. Ooh, yeah. Hey, want to say hi to Blind Cool Tech? Nope, but here comes Payne. So, we're going to leave this room. The dogs are ahead of me. Going down the stairs, guys. I'm gonna bring my electrical cord with me. So now I'm back in the living room. Now I'm facing the front door, and if I turn left, I'll go down into the first level of the basement area. And that's why it's a split level. The basement's even split. So I go down the stairs, and I'm in a sort of an open area where to the right we have there's a window, there's a table in the corner, small little table that has a fountain on top that has no water in it. There's a glider sitting here, sort of like a little small sitting area, and this is actually where I have the electrical cord plugged in for the Arcos. If I turn to the left, I'm in a short hallway here, and to my left is steps that go down into the lower part, the lowest part of the basement, and to the right is a bedroom. It's a bedroom by virtue of the fact that it has a window and a closet. Supposedly that's what constitutes a bedroom. This is where my wife has her computer and so forth. When you turn right and you come in the door, there's a closet over in the rear left-hand corner. There's a bookshelf dead ahead of me, an exercise machine in front of it, and two bicycles. That's why we can't walk too far around in here. And that's all on the back wall because we don't have anywhere else to put the bicycles right now. And over in the rear right corner of the room is a television sitting on a little stand, which really never gets used, but I re-inherited that television after I gave it to my dad because it didn't want to work on the antenna anymore, but for some reason it started working fine and he gave it back to me. Since we have cable up here, you don't get much in the way of television reception unless you have cable or satellite or something, which I immensely detest paying for cable. But I've just not gotten around to worrying about satellite right now. And there's a window along the right-hand wall, which I'm facing the rear wall of the room, so on the right-hand side's a window. There's a cat clock hanging on the wall that was my grandmother's. You can probably hear. Below there is, well, you come into the room and you turn to the right, there's a bucket on the floor that has dog toys in it, which is all busted up from my shepherd standing in it and getting his toys out. I don't know why he just can't reach in and get it out. I guess he felt it was more fun to stand in it and bust the bottom out of it. So, we'll replace that pretty soon. But there's a desk to the right as you come in the door, and that has my wife's iMac sitting on it, and all sorts of miscellaneous stuff, a cordless phone, some other things. So I'm going to leave this room and step back out into the hallway, and her iMac just went to sleep. There we go. If I continue straight ahead down this hallway, at the end of the hallway, there's a door that goes into the laundry room. And I need to get some more cord back down here. There we are. To the left is the bathroom that has a sink and a commode, and that's about all that's in there. And I won't flush that one, though. And if I turn right, I'm in my office. My office is the smallest room in the house. I'd say it's maybe, what, 6-8 feet? Nah, maybe 8 feet wide. 6-8 feet wide, something like that. Maybe 10 feet deep. It's not very big, but it's big enough for me. When you come in, immediately to the right, there's a PC sitting on the floor. Which, by the way, if anybody's interested in computer parts, and you know, I have some stuff I'd like to unload. I've got, this is a dual P3 box. It's a dual P3 550 processors. It's a big, hefty Intech case. So anybody's interested in systems or needs fans and other parts, drop me an email at the end of this podcast. I'll give it to you. And basically, I'm not trying to make a profit off of this as much as I just want to cover the shipping. And if I make a couple bucks, that'd be great. But mainly, I like to find them. I mean, it's used hardware, but it's still, a lot of it still works just fine. It's just I'd like to get rid of it. I don't really have a need for it. And I donated to the school, but I don't think they'd be interested in some of this stuff anyway. They wouldn't take the monitors I wanted to get rid of, so I gave those to the Salvation Army. Figured they could sell them in their store. And hey, it was a tax write-off. and there's a reason why we don't need all these things anymore. I'll get around to that in a minute. So next, that's a paper shredder. It sits on its own little metal trash can. If I continue along the right-hand wall, there's a bookshelf, which has, like the other bookshelf, it's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, I guess 4 shelves, really. Let's see, 2 of those are movable shelves. The center one's fixed. So the one above and below the fixed shelves move. And, of course, there's at the very bottom, there's a drawer. So it has tons of stuff in there. There's a battery charger in there and my JBL speaker. It's a little portable stereo speaker. It runs on batteries. Man, that thing's got a great sound. I did the iPod podcast, you know, talking about running Rockbox on the iPod. I'm going to upload that with this to Blind Cold Tech. On the very bottom shelf, there's a Brawler that needs a little work, but it still works. But it needs oiling, I think. Some other junk. The shelf above that, I have lots of papers and my stapler and some other items, and some of the stuff I don't even know why it's down here, to be honest with you. I'm not even sure what this book is. Looks like a coupon book or something. On the shelf above that, I have some Braille volumes, you know, a couple of cookbooks and some other things. A battery charger for something, it's a 9-volt, well, I mean, one of these wall warts. I don't even, what the heck is that for? Oh, it must go for the router that's sitting up here. I've got a router up here, a wireless router I don't have any need for any longer. So it's sitting up here on the shelf. And there's some software up here and a few other odds and ends. My CDs, which are all in a one of these zipped up kind of deals. And on the top shelf, I have my digital recorder. It's an Olympus. I have one of these USB flash drives, or whatever you want to call them. I have a it's an old, I can't remember who makes this bug, but I got it from a guy in my amateur radio club that I used to belong to. It's set up for left-handed operation, but it came in its original wooden case. The thing is probably made in the 1920s or 30s. It's quite old and still functions, but I don't have my antennas outside yet, so I haven't really operated much, but it's a nice bug. And I have a pencil holder that has lots of miscellaneous stuff in it. Let's see, on the very top of the shelf, there's a Zenith, a very old Zenith CD AM FM thing that I never use. I got a little handmade paddle. It's miniaturized. It's real tiny. This is for sending Morse code if you're a ham radio operator. But it was personalized with my call sign on the front of it. A guy who made them did that for me. And also on the shelf here is another solid oak box that contains the remains of Nyack, my last partner, who is a male German Shepherd. And he died back in January. Well, actually, it was January the 2nd. We had to put him to sleep. He got really, really sick. And he had lost so much weight that the vet felt that it was necessary to put him down. He was just not doing well. They really didn't know what was exactly wrong with him. He had, previously to that, he had been urinating blood a little bit, so that sounds kind of gross, but I mean, I don't know. I really didn't know what was wrong. I mean, he was 11 and a half, so shepherds generally don't, you know, live to be 10 to 12 years old. I know people say, oh, my shepherd lived to be 15. Yeah, well, man, lucky you. He was an old man, and I didn't see any point in making him suffer. May have been able to find the problem, maybe not, but considering he had lost about 15 pounds in a month's time, you know, he was just old. And so, you know, there really wasn't much. And even if he had cancer or something like that, and I would never put a dog of that age through that kind of suffering. It's just cruel. They don't understand why you're trying to dope him up, you know, pump radiation or whatever into him. I don't think that he had cancer, but I don't know, and it's done now, and so I just move on. I'm not one to let my dog suffer. I made my first lab suffer because I was hoping he would get better, and he couldn't walk and all this other stuff, and when I had to put him down, I decided after that I would never do that to another dog. If the vet recommends that putting him to sleep, then I trust my vet. You know, he's a phenomenal vet. I digress from this podcast, or this whole space podcast, but anyway, Nyack was pains turning out to be as good as Nyack was, but I will tell you that Nyack was the most loyal shepherd that out of the two shepherds I have. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere in this house that he wasn't right behind me. I mean, he's practically crawling up my behind. It was unreal. He was my shadow. He'd get mad too. I mean, if he couldn't get to where I was, he'd get really upset. Payne's kind of like that, but he's not as quite as bad. Although he's starting to get that way. I see it as he gets older. I mean, he's almost 4, but now he's nearly as bad. I mean, anywhere I am, he's right there. If I go outside or something, and I come back in the house, he's laying at the laundry room door. Which, unfortunately, as many times I've opened him and hit him with it, because you don't know he's there. But he doesn't care. Anyway, so back to the topic at hand. Just on the other side of the bookshelf here is a two-drawer wood file cabinet with a fax machine on it and papers that need to be filed. And a couple of valves I'm going to replace down in the basement at some point, my buddy gave me. Anyway, and the way this room is shaped is kind of interesting. It is rectangular, but I am now basically at the rear of the room. But there's a closet in the room that's next door that juts out into this room, so it creates a little alcove. And then this alcove is where my desk is. My desk is it's built into the wall more or less. What I did is I took 2x4s and screwed those into the wall. And so I have a 3x3 sheet of, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, but I think it's called melon or something like that. It's a pressed wood material that has a sort of a almost like what a countertop would feel like. It's very strong, and you don't have to finish it or anything like that. So, and it's pretty good stuff. So I opted to use this, and I screwed my keyboard tray underneath of it. I have one of these swiveling, tilting keyboard trays that I got over at Office Depot, and this is sort of a two-tiered deal. I put above this a 2x3 sheet of the same material. And so I have like a shelf above my my desk. And underneath the desk on the right is my Linux box, which is an Athlon PC. And there's a subwoofer down there with a little power supply for my amateur radio gear on top of that. And over on the very left-hand side is my UPS. Matter of fact, all the machines in the house are on UPSs. So currently on the top of the desk is my employer's laptop. It's a Windows laptop. It's an HP for a Hewlett Packard. It's a piece of junk, actually. It's a very flimsily built laptop. Just behind that is my Canoscan LED. I believe it's a 60. Is it the 30 or the 60? It's the newest one, so I can't remember what the heck it is. I actually have mine standing vertically on its side. Came with a little kickstand, so it's kind of nice. It takes up a little less space. And I have my double talk synthesizer, external synthesizer back there. The light talk, I guess it is. I have also my employer's Macintosh notebook sitting up here, which I got to take back. I was using it for some testing. And the fan you hear running is actually from the Windows laptop. In the back, there's some computer speakers that are sitting on either side of my iMac. I have the new Intel iMac, and I love that machine. We're all Mac users in this house now, so there are no longer any Windows boxes that are in operation here. And I'm going to do some more podcasts on the Mac here soon. I don't think a lot of people realize how useful they are. And next to the Mac is an empty coffee cup. Actually, it's not next to the Mac. It's in front of the Mac. Got my headphones here that I use all the time. But next to the Mac is my is the only all-band amateur radio piece of equipment I own right now. It's a kit-built Elecraft K2 that I bought from a guy locally. And another gentleman was kind enough to construct the KRC-1 access, which is an external box that's connected by a serial port, and it gives you all the information on the radio display and menu settings and so on and so forth, frequency and everything in Morse code. And it has an internal battery, so I'm just going to turn it on. So there you go. Whoops. What did I just push? Something I didn't think I needed to be pushing. Okay, hush. My code speed's dropped off since I haven't been on the air, so listening to that does help a lot. So anyway, and I have a fluorescent light that's screwed up underneath the shelf here. And above all that, my wife's home, but on top of this shelf, I have my book port, the AirPort Extreme, which is a wireless router for the Apple Macintosh computers, Windows or anything can use it, an external antenna, which gives me better reception, my printer, which is a HP 6122. It's a nice printer. Does a good job. My DSL modem, an external FireWire drive, and a military Chinese hand key. The hand key is chrome and so on, but it's a real nice hand key. Does a great job. I like that hand key a lot. I use that one exclusively. And I have a doghouse with a pen in it that has a German Shepherd on top of it. Okay, so I came back out of my office and now I'm in the hallway. I'm going to go down to the lower level, the lowest level, which is our family room. And down here, we have pictures and plaques or these plates, collectible plates and so forth on the walls that are of wolves and so on. So we're big wolf fans here. This is this section of the basement actually has all drop ceiling in it, which made it really convenient for putting in my Bose Lifestyle surround sound system, which we like a lot. So when you come down the steps, over to the left is a glider. It's a pretty new acquisition. We like that. It was real nice. We got some new furniture, so we got that. Right to my right and above me is the front right channel for the surround system. And to my left, up on the wall, is the rear right channel for the surround system. Next to the glider along that left-hand wall is an end table, the sofa, and another end table. And way over in the corner is the, and that's actually the northwest corner of the room, is one of these, oh, what do you call them? It's like a, it has these little TV trays in them, you know, little fold-up tables, you can, individual tables. And directly in front of the sofa is a coffee table. So let's see. If I continue a little further, you know, the dog, Mike's taking the dogs out, so I'll go tell you about the laundry room in a minute. But anyway, right here I'm in like a little alcove where I have the subwoofer for the Bose, which actually contains the amplifier and all the electronics for the unit. If I were to turn right and I'm inside the alcove now, directly ahead of me and to the left is a shelf that has all of our DVDs and some videos and so on. And Marley's crying because my wife went outside. Directly ahead of me is a closet door that goes into where, well, it's a closet. Goes into a closet and it has games and puzzles and all kinds of stuff. I don't even like going in there. It's a dangerous place. To my right now, I'm opening the door to another storeroom, which has our water heater, a freezer, and I'm out of electrical cord again. There we go. And here's also, when you come inside of this room, it's a fairly good size room, but it has my shop vac, and we have all shovels and a pick, and I mean, we have tons of stuff in this room. All kinds of tools. I have all my saws in here. I have a compound miter saw. It's a rigid, real nice saw. I like that, and I've used it a lot. Oh, we got, jeez, I got my four tool bags with everything from screwdrivers and the typical tools to my circular saw, and jeez, I got a scroll saw in here. My Dremel stuff, all kinds of tools. It's ridiculous. I got more tools than I know what to do with. And you got storage containers with all kinds of caulks and glues and paints and tapes and you name it, it's all in there. And the shelf directly in front of me actually has dog's grooming supplies, gardening tools, a huge fan, big muffin fan, I call it. Sits on like a swivel stand. It swivels up and down. It's a very powerful fan. I don't know why in the heck we got it. Oh yeah, when we lived in our previous townhome, it was an air conditioning system, and there was a real lulu. It was worthless. And there's just tons and tons of stuff in here. I mean, I don't even want to give you the whole inventory because it'd be kind of pointless. I did put a fluorescent light fixture in here because the original, I don't know if it was a previous owner or some clown before him, but they did the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. I mean, I think it was just stupid from a safety standpoint. And if anybody's done this, well, hey, you know, I am. I hope I don't offend anybody, but hey, they took a work light, kind of a handheld work light, and they cut off the plug and they wired it directly to the Romex cable, which, you know, is the cable that goes back to the electrical panel. I mean, that's just plain dangerous, you know. And it was just hanging. It had nothing to support. It was just dangling midair. And, you know, I mean, it's just a stupid thing to do. So I took that out, of course, and put in the fluorescent fixture. So I'm going to shut this door. I'm going to come back out here into the main part of the family room without tripping over everything, all the wire. Just beyond that little alcove, the coffee table's on my left, and to the right is our Sony 30-inch flat screen. It's not an LCD, it's just a flat picture tube. I got a really good deal on that. And above that is the center channel for the surround system, and to the right of that is the left front speaker for the surround system, and to my left and up on the wall again is the front or the rear left surround speaker. These are cube speakers, and they're mounted on brackets that screw into the wall. And this is television sitting on a wood stand that has glass shelves, and then having the main Bose control center on the top. Then you have the VCR, and on the bottom is empty glass shelf. And at the very bottom, on the bottom of the stand, is our power strip. And plugged into that is also the is an Airport Express, which is another Apple product. It helps extend the range of the network down here into the basement, because the Windows box that we previously had down here didn't do a very good job of getting signals from upstairs. But the also nice part is you can use iTunes or another application to send audio down to the surround system if you want. So if I continue straight ahead a little bit further, there's a door that goes out into the side yard. We don't use much. And if I turn right, now in my son's playroom, we call it. And it has the typical things you'd find in an 8-year-old's playroom. The kid's a Lego maniac, so he's got lots of Legos, and he's got hundreds of Matchbox cars, all in cases, luckily, and assorted figurines and all the like. And, of course, the typical GameCube system that you would find that most 8-year-olds have. That's sitting on a metal shelf, because I haven't decided what else I want to do with this room yet. I think eventually if I stay here long enough, I may build a shelving unit, bookshelf arrangement, and attach it to the wall and so on. And there's a television sitting on there that he has all that stuff connected to. And a bookshelf over in the corner, the east corner of the room, southeast corner of the room, or facing east, so it's over in the right-hand corner. How's that? And directly ahead of me is this table with stuff all over it, and a small 15-inch LCD monitor and computer speakers. And on the shelf above it that I just recently put in, I have a Mac Mini up there for him. That used to be my wife's, but I gave her my iMac G5 when I got the Intel. So, yep, we're all Mac folk in this house now. And essentially, that's about it for this room. So now I'm going to go back up here to the laundry room right quick and tell you a few things in there that are kind of cool. And let's see if I can get enough cord to get up here. It's really weird dragging all this electrical cord around. Trying to pull as much up here as I can. Okay, now let's draw enough to it to the back door. Alright, now we're going to enter the laundry room. Bring a little bit of cord with me. Try to bring a little bit more. Oh, man. Okay, now we're in the laundry room. So when you come in the laundry room, you immediately are facing the dryer, and I'm facing east. And it's a Whirlpool dryer, and to the left of that is a slop sink that my buddy and I put in. He's a plumber, and that was a lot of fun. But it's nice to have a slop sink. There wasn't one here before, so we actually had to cut into the supply lines and also the waistline and the so forth in order to install this, so that worked out real nice. And to the left of that is a washing machine. This is a neat washing machine. It's a made by a company called Stapers Industries. Staper Industries is a company out of Ohio that makes their own washers, and they're about $1,000 for these washers. They're not cheap, but they're really nice. They use half the electricity and half the water that a conventional unit would use. It's considered a top loading because you open it from the top, but it has inside, it operates very much like a front load would do, and you all in Europe are very familiar with that, where the drum will turn so many revolutions to the, you know, clockwise, stop, and then go counterclockwise so many revolutions, and then stop and repeat the process over and over again. So it acts like a front load that's a top load, and you can actually get a lot of stuff in here. It's a really nice washing machine. It has saved us on electricity and water usage. And to the left of that is a sump pump. And actually, in this house, we have two sump pumps. They're new sump pumps I put in that are submersible type, and they're real nice. They aren't rusty and all ancient looking like the other pedestal type that were in here were. And then right to the left of me is the air handler for the heat pump system, which is also a new unit. And the other one kind of died on us. Well, the outdoor unit, no, the indoor unit actually that had some difficulties, and it was just not worth repairing. So, so if I go to turn to the right and past the dryer, there's a laundry cart here. There's a bunch of other. There's a big container to have dog food in. My fireproof box that I keep my important papers in. A big shelf that has freestanding shelf that has all of our canned goods and other miscellaneous items on it. And directly ahead of me is, I'll never be able to get in that section, but there's a shelf that's built in that has all kinds of chemicals and other things that are on it. And the circuit breaker panels back there and so forth. And here is the door that goes into the rear yard. And I just shut the cable. Electrical cable in the day on the door. See if I can do that again. There we are. This is as far as we get into my stairwell. So you all hear the birds. So there you go. Now I'm in the rear yard. I'm in a stairwell. You take about 4 or 5 steps up, you'd be out in the actual grassy section of the yard, as they, you know, I used to say. To the left of me is their outdoor air handler. The compressor for the heat pump. Not the air handler, but the compressor. And next to that is a deck, which I can't get to because there's no way of, the cord's not long enough. But on the deck, there's the grill, the smoker, some chairs and table, and so on. And that's where the sliding glass door opens out onto. Now, a little bit about the house as far as why the doors are all busted up. There was a couple that lived here that are very good friends with other couples that lived right around them. And after the woman had a baby, the guy owned his own landscaping company, and I guess he was gone a lot, you know, working, trying to make it happen. Well, apparently his wife got involved with another couple, the male half of that couple. And obviously that didn't go well, so she left him. Ran off with this guy. So, subsequently, the female half of that couple and the male half of the couple that lived here hooked up. So I guess you call that a wife swap, more or less. And, of course, he sold the house. A lot of people ended up moving away. It was an ugly situation, apparently. So I suspect some of the doors being busted up was partly domestic unrest and children that were left to their own devices for too much of the time. They had, like, a 12- or 13-year-old girl basically taking care of some kids here. So, you know, needless to say, I mean, you know, the guy did the best he could. I felt sorry for him. It was a interesting settlement we went to. They would not sit next to each other to sign documents at all. I thought it was kind of funny, actually. And sad, but funny. And I try to make it pretty humorous experience because, I mean, it was just a drag sitting around with all these unhappy people, but oh, whatever. So anyway, this is my place. I hope you all found it entertaining. If you have any questions or want to contact me, my email address is s.howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, at Verizon, Verizon.net. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you, Larry, for allowing all these submissions. They've been really enjoyable. And it's been a lot of fun. So now it's kind of cool out here, y'all, and it's probably going to rain. There's no sun or nothing. It's kind of cool, but hey. That's all right. So, have a good one, y'all. See ya.